Mike down at the cafeteria and talk to some of the things that
Yeah.
Okay. All right. All right. Good morning again, everyone. We're going to take a slight pause here. Go ahead, Julie. We're still broadcasting? All right. Good afternoon. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culk. We're in the administrative portion of our meeting, November 13th. It's approximately 11:20. We'll start here in just a couple seconds. Julie wanted to grab one thing. Just some general discussion, I guess, here. You guys all know Scott is leaving here. When's Scott's last day?
This Friday.
This Friday. So in the interim, Daryl's going to be the new Scott as best he can with help of everyone else. Kara's out, of course, having the she had the baby all as well, so we're down a little bit low. But the Daryl's going to be kind of taking the lead on that as we get everybody else figured out. So that, you guys had a meeting on that already?
Yes, we did. And we have Esther involved. And
yeah, thank you, Esther, for the help in that.
I think we have it pretty well under control at this point.
Yep,
we'll see
so.
After he leaves on the
how it all goes.
15th, yeah, but I think we're okay.
The we have a bunch of. Is there anything you guys are going to add that we want to add today, or is this everything we need to cover?
No, there are three motions you have.
The consent ones we have, right?
We have an addition of consent.
Okay, I'll just move passage, and we have the discussion. Mike's got discussion. Sarah, Julie does scheduling items. Okay. Then this afternoon we have a director's meeting. What time is that at?
That's right after the informal.
Okay. All right. All right.
We're ready. Sure, I have not received any agenda items for the director's meeting, so
we can always have stuff to talk about. Have any things to sign, Esther? We sign them all? Okay.
Did you go far? Did the paper even start?
Could be. Yeah, exactly. Okay. Mike, nothing else to talk about? Not an open forum, right?
Go Broncos.
That's right. So has anyone gone to see the Kara's baby yet? I haven't been down there yet.
Krista, I know, met him last weekend. Krista and... Anyway, Krista for sure. I haven't seen the baby yet. Yeah.
Perfect. All right, perfect. All right, we have a few items on consent. I would move passage of the items on consent.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Motion is approved.
All right. Thanks, Daryl. All right. Discussion matters with the commission. Mr. Diller, process discussion with parties to a case.
Yes. Commissioners, I put this on the agenda just because I think maybe an ex parte wall has been created. Maybe unnecessarily when the commission is talking about processing of cases. I think the parties, particular advocacy staff and the company sometimes feel a little frustrated sitting there not being able to share in the exchange of ideas when it comes to the process that we see, how the case is going to be processed and disposed of. And so I just want to make sure that the commission is okay with me and utility companies, if they so desire, to express some of our interests in the discussions about process.
Wouldn't you have that discussion with the advisory staff? And then the advisory staff would then bring it to us? To where I think I hear what you're saying about let's not create walls. We don't need to get walls. But wouldn't you and the company, when you're talking about process, you sit down with advisory staff and then figure out what you all agree on. And then otherwise you have a commissioner sitting in with advisory staff and advocacy staff and the companies. I mean, I there's a point, I think, where you might want that, but shouldn't you work some of that out with advisory staff ahead of time?
Well, we certainly share information all the time with advisory staff. But I think there's always some value in opening up discussion so sure. that we can all be heard.
Well, I don't have any, I mean, I'll, you know, my colleagues, but if there's a legal reason that we're missing here, I'd always good to hear that, Alana. I mean.
Commissioners, no, I think it's perfectly appropriate. You just have to follow certain steps. One step is we've had lots of conversations with companies and advocate. We've had meetings to work out what kind of procedure would work. So that's always an option that we bring to the commission. Another possibility that maybe we haven't used as much, but we did in the ADP cases, was our policy on advocacy staff says that staff's going to come to the commission, like at an admin or a work session, and explain why they think there needs to be advocacy and how they think they might prosecute the case. That could include process. That has to be open to the company to listen. So that's another avenue. And as Mike and I talked yesterday, I think that both sides could submit a quick letter or email that says, we'd like a little meeting, we want to bring
I was thinking back to what happened is we had a discussion with... We had a meeting here a while back. I sensed your frustration. We were talking with advocacy staff, advisory staff, about what the process was, and I sensed that you wanted to say something. So I think that's perfectly appropriate for you to sit up to the table and say something. Mm-hmm. It's just I don't think it can be where you and I and Dave or Cedarquist are sitting in my office talking about process. I think you have a seat at that table. You just got to exercise that seat.
I just wanted to make sure the commission was okay with that, because the history has been that developed for whatever reason. It's hard to say sometimes how we get to where we are today, but I think it's discouraged that, and so I just want to make sure that I'm on good footing.
As long as it's in a meeting just like this right. on the agenda, it can't be, you know, because we'll have Jerry will stop by, hey, do you mind if we do a wind farm hearing? That's much different than a rate case going on.
Actually, absolutely. And I do like Alana's idea of, if nothing else, just writing a quick note, a memo or whatever. That provides me with all the avenues I need to share my ideas and thoughts. So I'm
the other side and they can do the same.
Right.
Who gets the memos then? Do we get those?
Yes,
or they
you
just
would.
Get out?
Mm-hmm. Yep. As long as the other side is included. And it works both ways. If Dave Cedarquist wants to say, I got some things I'd like you to know,
right.
he needs to copy advocacy staff, and you can ask for a face-to-face meeting or not.
Well, and I think that's good. The problem that I run into when you get too far down that road is that we're all sitting here having a discussion. It's the company, it's you, it's Alana. And all of a sudden, I want to ask Alana a question that may put me at odds with my commissioners. I don't want to air that out in a public forum. And so that's where sometimes it's good that all three groups talk about it, and then we can have our individual discussion with our staff, because this sometimes is not the time to air out some of that.
I appreciate that, and I believe mine and the company's goal would to make it easier for the commission, yeah. not any more difficult.
Sure. Okay. All right. Any thoughts, Randy, on that? Good, Jules? Okay, next one. Thank you, Mike. I think I know exactly. I know what meeting you're talking about. If you don't like something that's going on, just step up and deal with it then. I think that's the best way. You know, no, serious. I mean, we have all three of us, or I think, are open to things. If you have something you want to say, step up and say it. And if our counsel doesn't think appropriate, she'll tell us.
I just was unsure, so that's why I'm here.
Yep. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, Sarah Cardwell, you're advocating for global climate change. Is that right?
No, I am not.
Okay. What do you got, Sarah?
Well, what I have here is, as you're aware, there's a lot of things going on because President Obama, back in, when was it, June, issued his action plan for climate. And there's been these EPA listening meetings, and then EPA has also had meetings with other stakeholders. So in talking to utilities that serve North Dakota, as well as the Department of Health, just wondering what our next steps are, and is there going to be, say...
Well, I think absolutely. Because we've all three talked about this. We just haven't figured out the strategy of what the commission's going to do yet. because I'm doing a NARUC form on it, and everybody's tracking what's happened. I've talked to the delegation. It's just, do you have an idea of what you'd like to do? Because I think we hadn't really fleshed this out yet.
Well, she listed three possibilities in the
map. Well, and one of the things I want to know for sure, is it going to be all three commissioners that are, is there going to be one that takes a lead? And so say if the Department of Health wants to meet and discuss next steps, would that be one commissioner involved, no commissioners involved?
Why don't we do this, Sarah, because this is a great idea and you did a lot of hard work here, but I don't think this will turn into a 45-minute discussion.
Okay.
So why don't we drop this into just a session that we sit down and take 45 minutes and walk through this, and we can all have our thoughts ahead of time, because I think it's a great idea. We got a whole bunch of things to schedule today, and this is not a 5-minute discussion.
Okay. So you want to put it down under scheduling then to... And what
sure,
would
but
we
I
call
think
it?
There's some, my colleagues have some general thoughts. I think it's a great idea. If you guys don't, now would be a good time to say you don't.
Well, I guess if we could just narrow down what it is. Like, are we talking about letters? Are we talking about a meeting? Are we talking about, you know, what is it?
I think we should hold a symposium on the impacts. The symposium we're doing in NARUC is the impacts to generation reliability and cost as it relates to the president's new rules. Something, give it a statement like that. And then we could hear from MDU, Otter Tail, XL, Basin, other people about how they're going to meet their generation needs, what the costs might be, back to the discussion about technologies, and start putting an impact to consumers in this thing. And we'd get the Bernard Haugland room downstairs. We would each kind of set it up just like we've done now, have all of them talk about how that might affect their generation. And then from there, the commission weighs in with a formal position to our delegation as well as to the head of EPA and that, I guess,
okay,
that's kind of
the only thing is the timeline. I mean, we've got a pretty narrow window, so if we're going to do something like that, we do need to get the meeting dates and scheduled and get it going like by February, I'd say, because they want to have this thing done by April.
Right.
There would be a little bit of that kind of discussion on the MISO meeting that's going to be on the 27th that morning. MISO has a study that capacity additions for Clean Air Act, and I expect the utilities to comment on their situations during that meeting too.
Well, let's do this. For Randy and Julie, do one of you want to take the lead on this, and then we'll just turn it over to you, because it could fall into any one of our portfolios.
Well, we've got two things. We've got this, the EPA's, and then we've got this carbon capture thing, and I see them as related but separate.
I think, too, they're related, and I think, too, before we, you know, it's not very efficient use of anybody's time for every agency to be doing all this stuff mm-hmm. without a little bit of coordination, and I'm fairly certain that the health department is working on, you know, the same line of thinking here. And so I think before we schedule something, we should see how far along they are in doing anything and if there's a way to work together, unless there's a good reason for us to need to do it solo and individually apart from them.
No disagreements. I mean, do one of you guys, I mean,
I will
like
be
to meet with, I'd like to be in on meetings with them. To see what they're doing, because they would never do a symposium. I don't see them doing, like, leading that type of a public discussion. But they certainly are probably working on what the state's position is going to be and what they're going to be really asking for. So they're really more in the implementation. So Sarah had suggested maybe a meeting in advance with them to discuss next steps, and I thought that was probably something that should be done. You know,
how about if we do that for a first step? Let's try and get Dave Glatt.
Well, I think what I want to do is let's figure out who's going to take the lead on this. Otherwise, we won't move it forward. I mean, if one of you guys wants to do it, because I think that's appropriate.
Well,
because it's so hard to get three of us together. If one of us wants to take the lead on it, then they do what they do and the rest of us have input. But
well, I'd like to be involved, and I'm sure Randy does too. So it's got...
Well, I'd be glad to... How about if I take an initial step and visit with the health department?
Okay.
See where they're at on it and kind of report back to you two
real soon.
I'm fine with that. I mean,
sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So should we scale schedule?
But I'd really be open to them coming and having a meeting with us where we could actually talk to them and hear what their plans are.
Okay.
That would be my ideal. And then we can decide on a symposium or not after that.
Well, let's pick a date for a meeting. And then Randy can get over there ahead of time and talk to him. And then we can come back for all of us at that date. How does that sound?
Well, I'm not sure we can pick a date for them.
No, but we can throw something on the calendar for us. And if it doesn't work, then at least you can come back and we can all talk about what you picked up on. Okay. Yeah. Fair enough. All right. Thank you, sir. Let's get right into scheduling. There's a whole slew of stuff. Did I miss one? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Revised certification relating to Century Code. Julie. About that.
So we met with the industry. They came up with some suggestions. Ryan and I and Pat sat down and worked through a revised certification document. I've sent this to industry for their input, see if they have any. I haven't heard back from them, but they just got it yesterday. But I wanted to put it on your guys' agenda to peek at it, see if you have any problems, so we can get this wrapped up and finalized so our staff knows what document they're supposed to be using and how this is going to be carried out. So you don't have to, maybe you want to just look at it. You don't have to do that right now.
Okay.
Look at it and get back to us by the end of the week.
I looked through it, Julia. I don't have any concerns. I just wanted to double check with our lead attorney to see, make sure, was she involved in it? Has she had a chance to staff through this since?
I doubt she has. She was gone when we worked through this.
I'll just double check with Alana, but nothing jumped out at me.
How about you, Patrick?
No, nothing is.
Okay.
From what I've heard, I talked to Ryan this morning a little bit, and it sounds like it follows law mostly, and just has a little bit of detail on mapping and that needs some extra direction from the commission to tell the industry what we're looking for.
Okay.
So you want something back by the end of the week?
Friday would be great if we can kind of work it through and offer any suggestions through Ryan probably. And
as our PUD lead attorney. Okay.
All right.
All right, perfect.
And Ryan, will you check with Alana? Because
yes,
she was in on it.
And I have touched base with her, and she looked over it briefly.
Okay.
One of the questions that industry had brought to us was, if this is going to follow the law, is there even a need for it? And Alana kind of thought that there still should be a need for it, because we're getting away from the law here, some specifics that we would like voluntary agreement from industry on, such as the mapping, for example. That's a big one.
I think for industry, it will provide clarity and it'll eliminate questions and it'll speed things up. So I think for them, this is a good thing.
It's a playbook for new companies coming in and people will be at the table that haven't even been involved in this.
Yeah.
So, okay, perfect. Anything else, Jules?
Nope.
All right, let's get right to it. Mr. Nitsky, you want to schedule regular meetings from here until eternity, huh?
We are scheduled through December 18th, we have nothing scheduled for January and on, so I think it'd be important to kind of look at that as we continue scheduling other things, so we should have that on the table.
Well, so I just looking at the calendar here, I mean, we talked about last week to kind of go through, but I'm thinking, you know, we just start the 15th, and how do you want to do this? Usually, I give you dates, but I just throw them out there. I mean, January 15th and 29th, and we just kind of go down. February 12th to 26th, March 12th, March
26th. Whoa, slow down here.
Okay.
What were the February, the 12th and 26th?
Correct.
Say 12th. And we can always adjust these as we get closer if something comes up, but just to put place markers out there.
Right.
So, yeah, February 12th and 26th would be a jump. And then we get into March would be the
the same thing again.
Yeah, ironically enough, I must be 12th and 26th of March. And then we get into April would be the 9th and the 23rd. May 7 and 21. And that's
in May. Is the petroleum it's not the Petroleum Council meeting, but the big Bakken.
Yeah, it's the Petroleum Council.
Isn't that right then?
Could be.
I don't know when it is.
I have it written down the 20th through the 22nd. And, you know, we might have a lot of things there we're interested in.
Well, let's do this then. Because usually in June or July, we'll kind of spread them out for three-week gaps. Why don't we go May 7th and then jump all the way to the 28th? Because that first week of June is probably going to be Mark.
Yeah, because he'll be off on that one too. So.
Yep, so we go 17th and the 28th of May. Does that work, Jules? And then with June, we're getting into June, we could do, that'll work. We could do June 11th and the 25th. And then we could jump all the way to July 16th. That's the telephone conference in NARUC. Oh, that won't work. Shoot.
Do the 9th.
You said the 16th and the 30th of July?
I said that. And then as soon as I said it, I realized the 16th is NARUC. So Julie brought up the 9th. Could do that. And then jump to the 30th.
The 9th probably is when NDATC will be going on.
I have that down for the 16th, Randy.
I haven't looked ahead. It's usually right after Independence Day, but they could have bumped it out a little bit.
Is it on a Wednesday?
It's typically Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, but there probably wouldn't be that much for us on Wednesday. You know, Tuesday would probably be the big day
right.
for us. So the 9th and 23rd.
Let's go 9th and the 30th.
30th.
9th and the 30th?
Yep. And then do the same kind of thing, then jump out till August 20th.
And then I think we should stop.
Sounds good. Then we're into the new school year and everything.
So just August 20th, just one day in August?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Phew, thank you. That wasn't as bad. All right. Presentation of Otter Tail. So the same kind of thing as soon as you guys can get all those back out.
We'll look at
that. Presentation of Otter Tail Power IRP. Mr. Diller.
Otter Tail was trying to coordinate a presentation, an update on its IRP with both South Dakota and North Dakota. Those dates didn't work.
Oh, yeah,
so,
that's right.
So they just said any time the commission can meet with us, other than, well, the 10th through the 13th didn't work for us, and the 2nd of December does not work for them. So any time in December other than 2nd, 10th through 13th, of course, Christmas, but.
So November is like the 28th or 29th?
I think they would like to meet with us in December.
Okay.
How about the 5th?
Hey, that works for me.
December 5.
Commissioner Crispin?
Good.
There you go. That was easy.
And time, right. Morning.
Are they driving out?
They wouldn't have been, but they might be now. They were flying to South Dakota and then making a presentation to us in the afternoon. But now that that's not working, I'm guessing they might just drive. So maybe it would be better to do an afternoon.
Like 1:30?
Okay.
Does that work, Jules?
Yep.
Randy, that work?
Yep.
All right. Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
Sarah, informal on informal Total Call Mobile. Well, the informals are already picked. You just pick one and then go.
Right. Is the 4th okay to put Total Call
I don't have any
on the 4th of December? It works for the company if it works for us, for the informal.
I'll have Otter Tail and MDU come in that day.
That's fine.
For we have the informal?
Yeah. We just blocked the informals and then they fill them up with what
right.
they want.
But so it'll be a long one then. Yeah. Do you want them first or Total Call first? I think so. Okay.
4th.
So that's at 1:30 then on the 4th.
Yeah, I think
on my calendar, my hearing meet commission meetings at 1:30 that day.
Oh!
Why is that?
Correct.
Because NDATC is in the morning.
Yes, it is at 1:30. So the informals start at 3:30. So I don't know that we can do them all.
What, do you have conflicts later today, probably?
Well, I mean, 3:30. Like how long will they take? How many? Yeah. Three? That would be a lot.
The two that I'm talking about are on this transmission cost.
All right, how about this? We just determined that December 5th is open in the morning. Maybe we could do, we have 1:30 the 5th. We're going to do the presentation of Otter Tail's IRP. Could we do all the informals the morning of the 5th? Just start at 9 and just roll them through? Does that work for you guys?
Well, I wish we had a better schedule for these conferences that we're blocking like 3 days off of. Because we're not going to all be down at the Association of Telephone Co-ops for 3 days.
Well,
you know.
Yeah, could we start at 10, though? I kind of would like to be down there at that earlier in the morning.
Yeah.
So at least 9 or 9:30. Well, but if we could start at 10.
Why don't we move our commission meeting back to the normal time at 10 and then keep it the way it was? And then the informal start at 1:30. Unless you know for sure there's something that morning that we need to be at for telephone companies.
Wow.
Because they've got all day Tuesday, and it starts on Monday afternoon, according to my schedule.
I think we can get out of, be out of there by 9.
Okay.
I've covered anything we need to cover.
So then we can just move it to our normal schedule. 10 o'clock commission meeting, 1:30 informal. Then we can do all of them formals.
That's fine. That's fine with me.
Okay. 1:30 then. We'll start with total call, and then we'll do Jerry's.
But also just for both Randy and Julie, the reason we blocked this off was because we wanted the flexibility to know. Now we might have cut ourselves off with something Wednesday morning because we don't know. So we just have to be a little careful that there might be something that comes up. I mean, I'm fine with it. But
right.
Yeah.
Well, at this point, they probably actually have an agenda where we could have looked.
Okay, but if one of us wants, but if one of us wants to be somewhere, I don't want the other two of us to try to say that we have to have a meeting to do that. Just because I know you like to get to those, but that'll work for this time if that works. So we'll start at 10. So you'll have to make two changes then: move the commission meeting to the morning, and then schedule all those. It'll be Sarah. It'll be your total call will be first, and then Jerry, you had something else that you wanted to. Where's that at? That's number 7 for scheduling today?
No, I was just going to put them on that informal.
On the 4th.
No, but where are they at in our scheduling matters with the commission?
They're not. They don't need to be. Like you were saying, he was plugging them in wherever they fit, and that's where he wanted to put them, on the 4th.
Yeah, we want to try to approve it before the end.
Yep.
All right, fair enough.
What is it again now?
The things we talked about today, right?
If you knew you were going to add them, would Jerry try to put them on the scheduling just in case so we keep track of it? Okay.
So those will be at one after the total call mobile.
Mm-hmm. So 2:30 and 3:30, and you'll get those case numbers to Esther. You'll probably have them already. Okay, Mr. Nitschke, we need to reschedule those 4. Reviews that we didn't get to.
We have 4 reviews. That includes Mr. Diller.
Yourself, Alana.
Myself and Alana. And then Josh, you wanted to add him to that.
I am free November 21st. How about my colleagues?
Nope. I'm not free that week at all.
Okay. How about November?
Well, I would be a little bit on the, probably not. How about the 25th?
That would work in the afternoon.
It can't be too early in the afternoon for me. Like, say 2?
Okay.
Yeah, that should work. Okay, 2 o'clock, Darrell?
I'll start them at 2 o'clock.
And then give a half hour for each one, because that's what they take.
That's what he's taking, yeah.
All right, Mr. Lee, informal hearing, Basin Electric, Lonesome Creek Station.
We're having some difficulties with ALJs and figuring out what we're going to do since Bonnie and Alan are both retired and at the end of the year here.
Yep. Just so you know, two of my colleagues and I talked to the Gov's office several different times, and they thought they had somebody lined up, but he or she backed out. So it's certainly on their list of priorities, and the AG's office is fully engaged too because they've got a strong play in this. Everybody's trying to figure out who this is going to be.
So with that being said, how about if you give me 3 or 4 dates, and I'll try to make them work.
And what are you thinking, Jer?
I'm looking at how about late January, from the 20th to the 31st.
Geez, Jerry, that's light years away.
Yeah.
Do we have to use attorneys from the ALJ's office, or can we hire any attorney we want to hire that would have some experience with that?
I think that we can use our own. I mean, we used to, and then there came somehow or other we started using the ALJ office. When they created it, they wanted us to start using their ALJs, and so we did after that. But we used to use our own. And it's probably a better question for Alana than me.
Well, why don't we just give you your dates for now? But I'm with you, Randy, to a point, because I think that I would just soon stick with the ALJ offices because they get a process down. They get very good at handling their paperwork. You know, you pick an attorney here or there, you don't know exactly what you're getting. But if we get to the point where we're in December soon and they still haven't made anybody, we have no choice.
Yeah, I dislike even more putting this off for over 2 months because they can't provide a judge.
Well, but that's what we're going to pick the dates, though. Let's pick the dates now, and we'll work through it. And
yeah, I was picking the late January time period just to make sure we got lots of time for notices. If we issue notices on the 4th of December, that gives us time to...
Let's do this. Ryan, can you close the loop with Alana? And then at the director's meeting, let's talk about this, Daryl. That's a good, I think, work plan. And then I'll circle back around with Ron downstairs. I've talked to him a couple different times because they're hopeful they get somebody picked soon.
Do you want to try and give me dates?
I think we can give you dates, Jerry. I mean, okay. You gave us late enough time. We might as well block off some time. Where do we have to go for this thing? To Watford City?
I looked at the 20th. It was a Monday of January.
That's the Grayman's Convention, so that won't work.
Until the end of the month.
No, but where do we have to go? To Watford City?
One of them we have to go to Ellendale.
Okay.
And the other one,
so you're talking both number 6 and 7, the Lonesome Dove.
Yeah, the other one was Watford City, probably.
What was the rest of your dates? You said from the 20th
to the end of the, to February 3rd, actually.
Well, outside of that grain deal, is how about the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th? I'm good on those days.
I'm good 23 and 24.
Are we looking January?
Yes. Yep.
So, did I hear 23 and 24?
Let's with fine with two of us, Rand or Julie.
I'd prefer the 23rd.
We need two, though, right?
We need two hearings, though.
23rd? Okay. We need two hearing dates.
Could we go 27th that Monday? I'm free that Monday, too.
Yeah.
Works for me.
Julie, the Monday the 27th?
Sure.
You want to give me a couple more days just for fun?
28th?
Second quarter budget meeting.
We have a budget meeting that morning.
Yeah, I just scheduled that with Josh to give us the updates.
That could be moved.
Yeah, that's just internal.
Completely internal, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, any days that week are open on my calendar.
How about 23, 27, 28? And we just scheduled a commission meeting on the 29th, didn't we?
Right.
So we wouldn't want to do that. Let's just go with 23, 27, and 28, Jerry, and then... We'll have our discussion this afternoon about what we're going to do with our ALJs and see if I can slip down there over lunch.
You have a time for these then?
First thing in the morning, same thing, 10 o'clock, I suppose.
We have to travel, so we'll make it work.
Yeah, but 10 o'clock, right? Because we drive to we'll fly both places.
Watford City.
Absolutely fly both places.
Yeah, and.
It's the winter. We do better luck flying than trying to drive.
I'm not sure if we can fly into Watford City or if we need to fly into Williston. Does anybody know?
Yeah, you can, unless they closed the airport yesterday. You can fly.
Yeah, you can fly.
Fly into Watford.
Fly into Watford City. Maybe you just can't fly out, Jerry. All right, so that takes care of 5 and 6.
If those two didn't work, do we want to give them the 30th and 31st as options too, or should we be able to get two out of three?
Well, I can give them the 31st as an option if you want.
I would rather not do a Friday.
Okay.
Okay. So got to get 2 out of 3.
Every weekend.
If you looked forward to the 3rd of February, could we put that one on the list?
That's fine with me.
Yep.
As long as it's not the 8th, that's the Mule Deer Banquet, Jerry.
Okay.
Now, how do we put those as a hold in our calendar, though?
I'm going to just put it at 10 as
okay, so you'll put all those down?
And I'll let Esther know here in a couple of days as soon as I can figure it out.
But put the holds down right away.
Yeah, I'll put the holds okay. down right away.
Way ahead of us, Esther. Thank you. All right.
Just to be clear, how are you going to schedule the communities? You said Ellendale and Watford City, so
yeah.
You'll let us know that as well.
Yeah, I'm juggling attorneys, too, on the schedules, so... I've got some dates here that are good for both attorneys. And then
all right, just those are your dates to work with then.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fawn, you'd like a work session on our OTP MDU environmental cost recovery. Right? It's got P. Fawn right here.
It has my name, and I should put your name on it.
My name? Why?
I guess the question is, does the commission want to have a work session on these cases? And then if you do, schedule it.
What is this one about again?
This is the recovery of the environmental.
Isn't this the SCR?
For Big Stone? Yep.
Oops. Okay. For the upgrades?
Yes.
And we had a hearing on this?
We did.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, I suppose we need a work session to... move it along here.
I think that's
we should probably do that one soon. That seems like that hearing was a while ago. No? Was that end of September?
I'm still free November 21st.
I'm gone that whole week. Okay. Well, I'm here on the Friday, but I've got some stuff that I have to speak
when
at.
When is NARUC?
The 17th next week. I'm leaving on
18th, 19th, and 20th.
Actually, it starts on Saturday for different commissions. How about the 28th?
Thanksgiving.
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 I knew there was a reason it was open. I guess
okay,
that
well, well, okay, well, you've got a twisted sense of Thanksgiving.
We'll have our turkey, and then we'll just come on in.
We can fall in, can't we? Fine, whatever. All right, how about December 5th, then? We already filled that up. Oh, no. We have December 5th in the afternoon for Otter Tail. How about the morning?
December 5th won't work for the attorneys, at least for Alana or myself. But I suppose it's for you guys, though.
Well, Alana's where are you guys attorney. At?
There's a continuing ed that morning.
Ah, okay. Well, could we go at...
What about the 2nd, the morning of the 2nd?
That's back to the telephone thing again. That one I know I don't want to... That Monday's going to be busy.
Okay. I've got that starting later that day.
Well, no. Well...
We said the 5th didn't work?
The attorneys aren't available.
Well, that is the morning. If you do the morning of the 5th, I think that would work because it looks like our CLE begins at noon that day.
Oh, it's the morning then at 9 o'clock?
Then we should add to that same time, right back to back, another work session on the, gosh, it seems like a long time from now, but on the XL rate case. I was hoping to do something sooner than that.
That's fine. Okay, so at 9 o'clock we would do the cost recovery one. And Julie, you want to do one at 10 o'clock on the rate case?
Would we be able to do something on the morning of the 25th? I can't remember what was going on the morning of November 25th.
I'm tied up till 10 in other meetings.
Randy?
Didn't we just schedule something on the 25th?
For the afternoon.
I could do 11.
Well, could you get here a little earlier?
10.
That's another meeting I'm in that goes from 8 till... We could try 10:30. I could just tell them they're done it. No, you know what? That don't work. Because I can't cut another meeting short to go to another meeting. It just doesn't work that way. And you said you're busy the 21st, 22nd, 23rd.
I'm not back yet from NARUC on the 21st. So.
Yeah.
The 22nd, the morning of the 22nd?
Nope, I'm in mine at that morning.
The 26th is out. The 27th is out. So the 25th, and we've got director's reviews. What about
Well, the afternoon, the 25th.
What? 1 o'clock? We've got director's reviews at 2.
Directors in the afternoon start at 2.
We could do it at the end of the day, the 25th.
That works for me.
I don't want to go from 2 till 4 and then into an hour-long recase thing. That's not...
Well, you said you wanted to do it. That's the only
thing. I know, but it's just... At that time, I don't think we'll have a good discussion, so...
Then we're back to December 5th.
Okay.
So if that works, otherwise... Does that work? Then that's the only date we got, unless you want to do the 25th.
Yeah, let's do the 20. Let's do the 5th.
Okay. At 9 o'clock is the other one, right? The cost rider. So we'll go 10 o'clock with this.
Which one is this one again?
The rate case discussion.
Rate case.
Okay, thank you, Julie. Sue, you've been waiting patiently for your license division work session.
Right, and the commission asked me to schedule this to discuss some of the long-term goals that I had on my list from the review on November 6th. You asked me to gather some information,
oh, yeah.
And then you wanted to schedule
sure, absolutely.
Session to discuss.
You know...
And you would ask for actually in December?
Were you here on the 6th, the morning of the 6th?
Me?
In December.
December?
No, I'm going to be in mine at the morning.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought there was something going on there.
You know, Sue, we might have said December, but I'm fine with January. I mean, yeah. I think what I can't, I mean, put words in Randy's mouth here, but I think from my viewpoint is that I think I'd like you to have your goals run by the portfolio holder first and then kind of have flesh out some of that and then have the discussion with all three of us.
Okay.
If that's appropriate for you, Randy.
I think you asked for a list of pros and cons, and I can do that with.
So you guys could schedule something out yourselves in December, and then January, as we get ready for the Grainman's Convention, that'd be a perfect time. We could do like...
But we should have it enough in advance of the grain dealers so that if there was something that we wanted to, you know, use that convention to facilitate, we could.
Well, the Grainman's not till the 20th, and... I could do the 7th and 8th of January. Yep. We have 7th, tentative.
We have a formal.
Tentative formal hearing MDU. There we go again.
What about the 6th? Nope. 6th is Monday.
No, that doesn't work, regrettably. The afternoon would work, maybe. Yeah, that would work, actually, in the afternoon.
The afternoon of the 6th?
Yeah, of January.
Okay.
What's the time?
1:30.
Beautiful. Super. All right, now back to Sarah. We wanted to just put a placeholder down for... So, Randy, you're going to try to get a discussion with the health department.
Yep.
And then looking at what we just tried to schedule, shoot, we don't even have an opening until December. This is ridiculous. Wow.
When does the telco thing start?
Well, let me ask, what about as early as tomorrow or Friday?
Tomorrow I'm out on an inspection in Beulah, but Friday would work. Friday early afternoon.
You know what, I'm traveling to Nehru because I got Saturday morning meetings, but why don't we schedule it Friday afternoon and I'll just call in.
Or even Friday morning, maybe around 10.
My flight's out at 6 was the cheapest flight I could find. So you guys pick whatever time you want. And I'll either call in or you guys can do it because I trust you.
Okay.
Okay, and this will be... schedule it when I can see if it works for for Dave.
Put it place, hold it, and then...
So hold for the 15th.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Any time you want.
If it works out, we'll just set a time because
9 or 10 would be great.
Okay.
9 or 10 a.m.
You're going to miss the elected official's photo.
You know what's so funny? When she sent that note out, my whole day was clear, and I'm like, yeah, there's no problem. That's my travel day. That's why it was clear. I got a committee meeting Saturday morning. That's the way it goes. Okay. Mr. Lane, do you have anything else to add? Mr. Fawn? Sarah, what are you guys talking about? Does it affect us scheduling?
No.
All right. Ryan? All right. Hoofta. Julie, going once, going twice? Yep. All right, we'll close the administrative portion of our meeting. Thank you all very much.